Hello, I'm Guillermo García Manero. I'm a professor of medicine in the Department of Leukemia at MD Anderson Cancer Center, where I also serve as the chief of the section of myelodysplastic syndrome. I'm going to briefly discuss with you a presentation by Dr. Sanchez Petito at the ASCO 2018 meeting here in Chicago. The presentation is going to be about the use of omacetaxin for patients with myelodysplastic syndrome, particularly what we call HMA failure. As the audience probably knows, omacetaxin is an agent that has clinical activity in chronic myelogenous leukemia, and indeed, actually, it has an indication in CML. Now, we have been exploring the activity of omacetaxin in both acute myelogenous leukemia and in MDS, and data from Chinese investigators actually indicated that potentially this compound or similar compounds of this class with low-dose cytarabine could have significant activity in AML. With that, actually, we designed a small pilot clinical trial of omacetaxin for patients with MDS in this context of HMA failure. It's a study basically to guide us in terms of the toxicity and activity of this compound. We use an attenuated schedule of this drug, basically 3 days, injectable subcutaneous twice a day. And the data that we're going to be presented at ASCO this year actually, I think, is quite interesting and perhaps a little bit unexpected. So we're seeing, of course, an excellent toxicity profile, but we're starting to see responses and, most importantly, duration of responses that are quite superior to what you will expect in this very poor risk of patients with myelodysplastic syndrome that had failed a hypomethylating agent. Some of this data was already presented by Dr. Short and Dr. Jabbour at the ASH meeting last year. And actually, I think this data is enough interest to perhaps potentially move into larger phase 2 trials. Thank you very much.